This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 103. And on this episode, we're talking about how to start outsourcing so that you can take more off your plate and get more done. So if you're ready to get your first VA in the door or just start outsourcing more tasks, this episode's for you, so stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I always say I'm pretty excited for this week's episode, but I'm especially excited this week because we are talking about how to outsource. And outsourcing is something that most of my clients want to know about. They want to know, how do I outsource more effectively? How do I get more done? How do I hire that first person? And I thought, why not do a short little episode where I just give you some tips to help you start outsourcing more effectively in your business? Because the thing is, outsourcing is actually pretty simple once you figure out how to do it. It's just getting that initial person or that initial task outsourced that really takes up a lot of your time and mental energy. So I think the best place to start is to just dive in and give you three places that you can go to find someone that you can outsource your work to. When I talk to students and clients, what they tell me is, I really don't know where to go to start outsourcing my work. And I have three places that I go to again and again and again. And the first place that I go for outsourcing is referrals. Now, if you've been in the online space for any period of time, you're probably inside at least one or two course communities. Maybe you've joined an online course around webinars or launching or podcasting. And a lot of online courses these days come with private Facebook groups. That's a great place to ask for referrals on people that are able to take some of the work off your hands. Because here's the thing, I have no problem with going out and finding people that can help me with my tasks. And we'll talk about that in a minute, how you can go out and find people if you're not in a course community or you don't have people that are, you know, able to get referrals from. There's still places you can go, but my number one place to go get someone to outsource to is referrals, because referrals are the strongest way to find someone. Why? Because people don't refer anybody. They refer people they've worked well with. They refer people that they trust. They refer people that do good work. So if you have the ability to find referrals, that's where I would start. Now, the second place that you can go to find someone to outsource to is free Facebook communities. Now, there's nothing wrong with free Facebook communities over a paid Facebook community, but I find that in a free Facebook community, I'm not quite working with referrals. I'm more working with people who are going to tell me that they can do the work. So, for example, just last week, we were in a little bit of a pickle. I needed something designed same day and my designer wasn't available to design same day. And so I posted in a free Facebook group and just said, I need a designer that can complete a project by end of day today. And what ends up happening is you get a ton of people that comment on your post. I'm available, I'm available, I'm available, which is great. But you then have to go through and kind of decide who's a good fit, who isn't a good fit. Maybe you have to do some quick interviews or some not so quick interviews to find out who's gonna be a good fit for my business, who's gonna be a good fit for either this task or this role that I'm trying to fill. And we'll talk about this in a minute, but you can outsource a task, but you can also outsource with a role where you're trying to find someone to support you, like a virtual assistant. And in my opinion, they're dynamically different, but the process of finding someone can still be the same. You can still go through the same process, the same three ways to find someone, whether you're outsourcing a one-off task or you're outsourcing a recurring role in your business. So I love free communities. There's so many free Facebook communities out there. Just find an active community where you can go in and ask for help. You know, a couple that I can think of off the top of my head are the Screw the 9 to 5 Facebook group is really, really great. Social Boss with Caitlin Batcher is a really great group. Those are just a couple of places that you can go to try and find someone that will support you or help you when you're outsourcing some of your tasks. Now, the third place that you can go to find someone to support you is Craigslist or job boards. I learned about using Craigslist or job boards from my mentor, who told me it was a really great way to start to find people that could work in your business. And I personally think that this is best for when you're looking for someone in person, but it can work really effectively for a virtual position as well. But basically, you can post on Craigslist or Indeed or any other job board and say, I'm looking for someone to fill a role. Now, unlike a referral or a Facebook group, using a job board or Craigslist is really going to be most effective for when you're looking to fill a role, like a virtual assistant role. So be thinking, do I need someone for an ongoing basis for continual tasks, or am I looking for someone that I just need to handle something one-off? If it's one-off, you know, referrals are great, Facebook groups are great, Craigslist or job boards, not so much. If you're looking for somebody ongoing, referrals are great, job boards are great, Facebook groups can be a great place to start, but they're not the most effective. So each of these strategies comes with their own pros and cons, but they work really effectively for finding someone to come work with you in your business so that you can focus on working on your business. Now, before we get into how to kind of position yourself and how to ask for help and how to actually go about, you know, posting and finding help, I want to introduce you to this concept. So this concept is something that I've heard, you know, countless times. So I just want to be clear. This isn't something that I came up with. It's just something that I really want you to think about because visually it'll help you get an understanding of how to outsource effectively. So I want you to imagine a triangle. And on this triangle, at each point, there is one point that says fast, one point that says cheap, and one point that says good. And when it comes to the type of work you're looking to have done, you can only have two points of this triangle. So you can either have cheap work that's good, but it's not going to come fast. You can have fast work that's good, but it ain't going to come cheap. Or you can have fast work that's cheap, but it ain't gonna come good, okay? So as you start thinking about outsourcing effectively and having people take on tasks for you, just realize that when it comes to figuring out the cost and the speed and the quality of the work that you want done, you don't get the best of all worlds all the time. You can only have the best of some worlds at once. So I just want you to think about that as you start to outsource, especially one-off tasks, and especially as you're working with freelancers. You can't have somebody that's gonna do fast work for super cheap and it's gonna be really high quality. Now, if you do, that person is a unicorn. But for the most part, that doesn't really happen. And I think it's important that we talk about that. So we've covered kind of how you can go about finding somebody, how to understand, you know, the quality of work you're going to get. And we talked about that triangle of work quality, work time, and work speed. But what do you actually do to find that person? What do you post? What do you say? How do you get yourself out there? Well, I like to use what I call the three C's of outsourcing: clarity, control, and communication. So clarity is understanding what it is that you need. See, a lot of times when people go to outsource, they're outsourcing because they've been told they should, because they've heard that outsourcing is the way to go, because they know that they need somebody to come into their business and help them, but they really don't know what they need done. And in order to outsource effectively, you really need to get clear on what it is you want someone to come in and do. To go back to that example that I gave you earlier of me needing a designer same day, I said, you know, I'm looking for a designer that's available today to create a PDF based on an InDesign file. I need it done in 2 to 3 hours. I'm happy to pay a rush fee if you've got InDesign experience. And I'm finalizing my content right now, so my goal is to have this PDF created by 8 p.m. Eastern time. Is anybody available to work from this? Now, notice that I didn't say, looking for a designer who can help, right? I said what I'm looking for very clearly. I need a PDF created. I have an InDesign file already done. I need it done in 2 to 3 hours. I'm happy to pay a rush fee. I need it done by this time. Having clarity on what it is that you need is a game changer. You need to be clear about what you need done. Now, a lot of times this kind of stirs up feelings for newer entrepreneurs because they're like, well, I just know that I need somebody to help with my inbox, or I just know that I need some support getting more of my tasks done in the day. And that's okay. Having clarity doesn't mean you need to understand absolutely every facet of what you're outsourcing and who you're outsourcing to. It just means you need to have some sort of clear picture on what it is that you're looking for. So let's say that you are looking to hire your first virtual assistant. Well, what are you going to have them do to start with? Think about it. If you don't know what you're going to give them, then what ends up happening is you hire somebody and then they don't have anything to do. See, a really common problem that I see is people hire a virtual assistant or they hire someone on their team, but then they don't give them any work to do. And that can be a huge problem because either you're paying somebody and they're not doing any work, or you've hired somebody, they're not getting paid because they're not doing any work, and suddenly they're not enjoying working with you. They're not gonna stick around for long, and you're still overwhelmed and overworked. So before you go out trying to find someone to help you, you need to get clear on exactly what it is that you want. Now, there's a ton of ways to do this, and you've probably heard some of them before, but in my opinion, the easiest way is to just sit down and write a list of things that you're working on in your business that don't light you up, that you don't love, that you could easily hand off to somebody else, okay? I want you to think about, what is it that I don't like doing? What is it that's taking up all my time? What is it that if I outsourced to someone else would free up time for me to focus on high impact or revenue generating activities in my business? Start asking yourself these questions and come up with a list of things. Now, for me, I'll tell you some of the basic stuff that I started outsourcing. Number one was my email. My email inbox is something where we get anywhere from, 25 to 100 emails a day, and it's a lot to manage, and I don't like managing it. So first thing I did was I outsourced my inbox to someone who could help me manage that. Second thing was customer support. Whether it's billing or failed payments or just technical support, I outsourced my customer support because it's something that was taking up my time, wasn't lighting me up, and would free up more time for me to focus on higher impact activities. Another thing that we've been working on outsourcing is my Instagram. Now, I still consult sort of on my Instagram strategy, but someone on my team is responsible for posting, is responsible for checking in, is responsible for reporting the numbers back to me. I still help come up with the content and share some of the photos, but they're responsible for making sure that the links are updated, for making sure that posts go out on time, right? So just start thinking, what are some of the things that I'm not lit up by, that I'm not super excited about, or that are just a total time suck that you could be outsourcing to somebody else, and get clear on what those things are so that you can hand them off to someone. Now, the second C of outsourcing is control. You need to let go of the control you want to have. I know that this is easier said than done, but here's the thing. When you give a task to someone else, if you're micromanaging them every step of the way, you're not saving yourself any time. Let me say that again. If you give someone a task to do and you're constantly checking in on them every step of the way to make sure everything is absolutely perfect and up to all your standards, you're not buying back your time. You're turning the time that you were spending on email into time that you're spending on managing someone. Now, listen, I'm not saying that it's not important when you have someone new to check up on their work, to make sure that they're doing everything right, but I'm saying you don't need to check in with somebody every single step of the way. Can you give somebody your inbox, give them a little bit of faith, and say, I want you to clean up my inbox, and I'll check in with you at the end of the day, and we can go from there. One strategy that we used that was really, really effective when I got my first VA was we said, I want you to pretend like you're going to respond to my emails and just create a draft. And then let's schedule a time to go through the drafts that you've created so that I can make sure that, you know, everything is going great. Rather than saying, what do I do with this email? What do I do with this email? What do I do with this email? I gave them the opportunity to write their own responses that I could check up on at one point in time. So I'm not saying don't check in. I'm not saying don't manage new people. What I'm saying is don't micromanage. Don't micromanage every step of the process. When we hired that designer, I didn't say, can I see what it looks like now? 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 I just said, hey, let me know when it's done. I'll take a peek at it. I'll let you know what revisions I need and we can go from there. And that's exactly what we did. They delivered me a finished product. It had a couple of tweaks that needed to be made, and I gave it back to them to revise. It took all of 5 minutes for me to give them those revisions versus if I had checked in every step of the way, number one, it would be a negative experience for them, but number two, I would be spending all my time and energy worrying about something versus just handing it over, just really outsourcing. See, outsourcing is about taking things off your plate, not creating new tasks for you to have to manage. So I want you to think about how much control do you really need to get this task done versus how much control will create a good environment for your new VA or assistant or freelancer to actually get the work done that they need to get done. C of outsourcing is communication. And communication is so, so key. So I think of communication as a combination of clarity and control. And once you're clear on what you want, you need to make sure that you communicate that to your freelancer or your virtual assistant. So many people, they know what they want. They're clear on what they want, but they don't communicate that effectively. And you really need to be able to communicate what it is that you want. Now, something that I see happen a lot with newer entrepreneurs or people who are newer to outsourcing, maybe not new entrepreneurs, but people that are newer to the concept of giving up some of their work, is that they know what they want, but they don't articulate that when they actually go to the outsourcing process. And you need to be able to articulate what it is that you want. And what a lot of people do is they're afraid. They're afraid that they're going to scare someone away by saying exactly what they're looking for, or that they're going to come across as too overbearing by getting overly specific on what it is that they want. And I'm here to tell you that that is just something that you don't need to worry about. If you are clear on what you want, go out of your way to communicate. I'm a fan of over-communication. You know, it's better to over-communicate exactly what you're looking for. And if someone is like, this is too much, or I'm not ready for all of this, then they're probably not a good fit for your business. And that's okay. But you need to be ready, willing, and able to communicate exactly what it is that you're looking for. Because once you communicate clearly what you've already gotten clarity on, you're more likely to get the results you want. So let me give you a really clear example. Let's say that you are hiring a virtual assistant to help you manage your inbox. You say, hey, I need help managing my inbox because I want to be at inbox zero every day. That's somewhat clear. That's clarity on what you want. Now, clear communication is saying, hey, I want to be at inbox zero every day. That means that you, as my virtual assistant, have the right to respond to my emails, to take things off my plate. Here are some examples of what we get. We get people that request to be guests on the show. Let's create a canned response for those people that we can send out when we get a request to be a guest on the podcast. A lot of times we get requests to update people's email addresses. Let's create a process for when people do that. Another type of email that we get is people looking to interview me. Let's go ahead and figure out a process for how you can reply when people want that. And continue that communication. Continue working through that. What types of emails do you see? What types of emails do you want your virtual assistant to respond to? What types of emails do you want them to save for you? See, clarity is awesome, but if you don't communicate that clarity to your new assistant or your new hire or your new freelancer, they're not going to be able to work with you. Okay? So I just want to recap real quick these three C's. Clarity, being clear on what you need. Control, being able to give it up. And communication, being able to communicate how much control you're giving someone and how much clarity you have so that they can get that clarity too. So that is really where you start. You just have to go out and get that first person. I want to end this episode by saying, look, outsourcing is something that intimidates a lot of people, and it doesn't have to be intimidating. Yes, it can be scary. Yes, it can be a little unnerving because it's the first time that you're taking someone else into your business and giving them some sense of control over what you have always had full control over, and that can be scary. But the best way to outsource is to go out there and do it. I gave you three ways to find your next virtual assistant or freelancer. You can use referrals from your paid programs. You can use free Facebook groups to find someone, or you can post on Craigslist and job boards. I talked to you about this triangle of work that you can have fast, good, cheap work, but you can only have two of those, and you need to be aware of that when you go about hiring your first VA. And then finally, we talked about the three C's of outsourcing: clarity, control, and communication. Clarity, control, and communication. Once you have those three things, you're able to work effectively with a virtual assistant. So I've got a little assignment for you if you're up for it. If you're listening to this episode and you know that you need to outsource or you know that you need to find someone, I'll challenge you to take the first step today, to choose one of those three ways that you can find someone and get it on your calendar, or even better, do it today. Go out there and put a post on Craigslist, put a post in a Facebook group, ask someone that you trust for a referral, and start the process of hiring your virtual assistant. I promise you it will be a total game changer for your business, and it will make a world of difference in what you're able to achieve. So I hope you got a ton out of this episode. If you did, don't be afraid to head over to iTunes and give me a review. I always love hearing from you and hearing what you guys think about these episodes. Until next time, keep hustling, have a great week, and get out there and get outsourcing. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.